Welcome back once again to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Once again, a big episode, a triple dip, if you will, of the Community Corner. As big thanks once again to Ginger Moreland coming and talking with us today about Texas Independence coming up this weekend. Up next, we're going to be discussing an event that's actually starting right now and running to Thursday, but the big event is going to be on Thursday, and that's going to be the Brenham ISD's Arts and Appetizers event, where, I'm going to let these folks talk all about that coming up this week. And I've got with me today Kyle Merton and Nicole Porsche today, and the Arts and Appetizers event, as we were talking about, has been going on for about, what did you say, guys, about 15 years now. Let's talk about just exactly what it is.
Okay, so Arts and Appetizers is a big fundraising event that the Brenham ISD Education Foundation has put on for multiple years. I believe this is the 15th year to host Arts and Appetizers, and it is a showcase of the emerging artists from the Brenham Independent School District. We have a collection of artwork from the elementary school level up to the high school level. And these pieces are actually for sale at the Arts and Appetizers event.
Yeah, it's just a great way for us to showcase what our kids are doing from the art side. You know, so much of the time in the community, we talk about, you know, sports and things of that nature, and we don't really get into, you know, the talent that we have here locally and how fortunate we are, whether it's in the arts or in music or whatever. And so this is just a great event in which we do showcase those different pieces of artwork, and monies that we generate, half the portion of those go back to those students that generate that artwork, and then the rest of it goes back towards many grants for our teachers.
And when you see it, talk about the artwork, and it's not just kids, you know, going out and putting, you know, paint on canvas. You know, there's different kinds of sketches, and there's graphic art, and there's just some really good pieces that the kids are very creative when they do this.
Yes, we actually have different segments. So we have a photography segment, a graphic design segment, and of course the artwork segment. And it's interesting to see these kids pour their heart and soul and their pieces. And let me tell you, the artwork this year is phenomenal. I mean, there are pieces, you just look at them and you're thinking, wow, they could be the next Picasso. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. There's even one this year I'm really touched by, and the name of the artwork is A Dedication to My Brother, and it's very patriotic. Mm-hmm. So you make the assumption his brother must be in the military of some mm-hmm. sort.
Yeah. And there's pieces that I've seen that I've gone over the years and looked at them, and I just couldn't take my eyes. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was just how their mind worked to put that into the art, and it's just like this. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. These are kids, you know, just down the street that are doing this here in town. It's really cool.
Yes.
And so you guys are doing a little bit different this year. You're changing. You used to be at one place. Now you're in another place this year. Let's talk about the difference where you're going to be at this year.
Yes. So in the past, it's always been held in the Brenham National Bank lobby. And for the first time, we're moving venues. We'll actually be in the ballroom at Ant Street Inn. It was a decision made by the board because the growth of people that come and support the fundraiser and all the students. And so we had the opportunity to change locations, and we think it's a really good one.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Ann Street Inn this year. Susie and Keith Hankins, the owners of Ann Street, are big supporters of the art community here locally. And when they reached out to us and offered this as an opportunity for us to host it at Ann Street Inn, you know, we definitely jumped at it. Downtown is obviously kind of the art mecca of, mm-hmm. of Brenham. And so by us setting up early, and getting some of that artwork displayed earlier on in the week, we feel like some of the visitors or even some of the folks that work downtown, this will give them an opportunity to see and be a little more visible of what the kids are doing. And we feel like it's going to be a good move for us. It's going to be a great change, especially with this being our 15th year. And we appreciate the Hankins and Ann Street giving us the opportunity to host it in a new event. And I like Nicole said, it's going to be great for us just with the growth that we've had and the number of people that have been attending.
And you talk about setting up early. You guys are already set up, aren't you?
Yes. So the artwork is currently on display. And in fact, if you walk by the Ant Street Inn ballroom, you can see pieces through the window. In fact, we have several pieces on easels facing the window, so you can get up close personal look. We actually are co-hosting the Connect After 5 event, one of the chamber events today, with Ant Street Inn and Apple Ford and Hyundai. And so if you can't make the event on Thursday, you can actually come today from 5 to 7. We'll have the bid sheets out early for the silent auction so you can bid on art pieces. We also have various other auction items. So if you are walking downtown, peek through the window, see the artwork. If not, swing by at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So
get an early jump on it, just see. And you said they can actually start bidding tonight as well.
Yes, they can start bidding tonight. We have the bid sheets out for the silent auction.
There we go. And so, if people have any questions about the Arts and Appetizers, how do they go about contacting anyway, about that?
So we have a Facebook page. We're the Brenham ISD Education Foundation. So go and like our page on Facebook, and you can message us there or drop a comment, or you can find us. We have a website, and you can go through the Brenham ISD portal, click on the BISD Education Foundation, and you could submit questions through our website as well and find out all the information for both events on our webpage.
Okay. And the money that gets raised, how does it get funneled back into the district?
So we have a board of directors along with some individuals from the school district, and all the funds raised through this event and any other fundraising efforts that we do throughout the year goes back to what we call a mini grant process. And at the end of the year, when we've got all of our numbers tallied as to what we've raised throughout that year, we sit down as a group, and all of the teachers within Brenham ISD submit grant applications for their classrooms or their departments or even grades or schools. And we'll sit down as a group with some of those key folks within Brenham ISD and decide which one of those teachers will receive those grants. And then from there, it's really kind of a neat process. The board really gets into it, and the schools get into it, and we'll go surprise the teachers at their schools with the big flag that says that they're a grant recipient, and we'll have the equipment or whatever it is that they're receiving as well that day. And so the kids get to see it. The teachers get to see it, and you know, it's kind of a good culmination of all the hard work that the fundraising efforts go towards, and then just to say thank you to our teachers. You know, being a board member, this is my second year on the board, and I've got a chance to be more hands-on in the schools and see what they're doing. And we've got a lot of really great and phenomenal teachers here. And, you know, my thought process in getting on the board is that you can never invest in too much into a kid's education. And teachers today struggle with funding and creative ways in which they can teach the kids in our schools. And I think that this is just one way that we can help out with those teachers. Obviously, we can do only limited things within our legislature and how schools are funded. But as a community, I think we can get behind our schools by efforts like the Arts and Appetizers, so that, you know, they see that we're there to support them and our students.
All right, so here's a big question. You get the big fundraiser coming up this Thursday. Say somebody can't make it. They can't make it tonight to bid. They can't make it on Thursday to bid. But they want to help out the kids doing this, the teachers out. Can they just, like, say, here's some money. Just take it. How do they do that?
Absolutely. So you can mail. You can mail donations to P.O. Box 1147, Brenham, Texas, Attention Kim Weatherby. She's the Director of Business and Finance and also the Secretary for the Education Foundation. So if you mail a donation directly to her, or we actually have a Donate Now page that can be found if you go through the BISD portal, click on the Education Foundation, and there's a big Donate Now button, which you can make a donation online.
Okay. All right. So let's get to coming up this Thursday is the actual events. Let's talk about the win and everything that happens on Thursday. People can expect when we get there on Thursday.
Yes. So the event is from 5:30 to 7. When you come take a look at all the artwork. We will have the live auction starting at 5:30. I'm sorry, the silent auction starting at 5:30. We'll have bid sheets out. You can take a look at all of the artwork and the various items that we've had donated from, you know, corporate sponsors. We've been lucky. We got a duck hunt from Bank of Brenham. We got Rockets tickets from Crane Group and just other amazing items that people can bid on. And then the live auction will actually start at 6 o'clock. And we have a great amount of artwork and live auction items.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've tried to diversify over the last couple of years is to not only just have the artwork, but to have some other outside items as well, like she talked about. We've got a Hill Country Getaway, some Aggie football tickets and baseball tickets kind of into an Aggie package. So we're trying to add some diversity to some of those packages so that if artwork isn't necessarily your cup of tea, but you still want to come out and you want to support and you want to figure out a way to help out, you know, our teachers and kids at, within Brenham ISD, that there's other items that you can bid on as well. And we'll have those announced tonight, those even those live auction items, and we'll be doing some proxy bids so that if you can come to the Connect after 5 tonight and you say, hey, I really like that item and I'm willing to spend up to X number of dollars, we can secure that in an envelope for you and use that on Thursday when the live auction actually gets started. So there's lots of ways that you can, you know, help out and support this event. And we encourage you, whether you come tonight and Thursday or one or the other, you know, we just want as many folks there supporting our kids and our teachers as possible.
And once again, it's all coming back into the classrooms at the very end. It's all this money is going back into the classrooms.
Yeah, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the students, to the BISD art programs, and Brenham Public Schools.
There we go. All right, anything else that we missed that you guys want to touch on?
I do want to say there will be amazing food by design, too. So come, have great appetizers.
It's appetizers, right? I guess you got to have that there.
Yes, and I want to say thank you to all of the corporate sponsors. We definitely could not host an event that is growing as big as it is without, you know, Apple, Ford, and Hyundai, BBVA Compass, Blue Bonnet Electric, Brenham National Bank, Bank of Brenham, Plan North, Van Dyke Rankin. I mean, all the local support has been really generous, and we're very gracious for their gratitude.
There we go.
Last year we raised just over $50,000, and I think our goal this year is to, you know, surpass that number. And so we encourage folks to really get out there, and I mean it in all sincerity that, you know, our kids' futures here in Brenham are not just a lasting impact on themselves, but it's a lasting impact on the community and how our community grows. New businesses, when they come to Brenham, will want to look at our schools and see how successful they are. And we really believe at the Education Foundation that this is a big part of how we help our schools grow and become better is by helping them with providing them resources and the things that they need to be successful in the classroom.
Future leaders of tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
That's it. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in and talking with us today about this event, and hope the best of luck to you guys coming up on Thursday.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Thank and you. We hope to see you all tonight Thursday.
Yes. Tonight and Thursday at the Ant Street Inn here in downtown Brenham for the arts and appetizers and the Connect after 5.